2024. Thank you for attending today's game. Remember to secure your tickets for all of the games for Week 6 season of Illini 1 or by visiting findingillini.com.
That was suboptimal. I mean, like, I'm watching the stats scroll through. Oh, here we go. Oh my god. Like, Rutgers has one of the smaller crowds I've ever seen. Like, traveling crowds? Obviously. I mean, who's going to go from New Jersey to here for... But, that, you know, 100-some people are gathered in the corner, and the players are going over to celebrate with them. As per usual. As you know, I come to soak it in every time. I had this conversation with some Cubs fans this week on the Deuce. Like, there were a bunch of Cubs fans, like, sweating Game 5 against Washington. Washington. I don't even know my baseball team. I'm not going to, like, do something like my wife and say, against the Washington Eagles or something. But, if Illinois ever, like, won the title, like, you know, Cubs won the World Series last year, and then was, like, in the playoffs again and had a Game 5, I honestly wouldn't sweat it. Like, I'm not even lying. This is why I come down here, okay? This is why I'm staring at Rutgers. Lost 16 straight Big Ten games coming in. Rutgers lost to Eastern Michigan. Rutgers celebrating on our field. The reason I do this is because whenever we're good again, and whenever that is, doesn't feel soon, I'm going to remember this. Like, I'm not, if we're ever, like, in the Big Ten championship game a year after winning the Big Ten championship, that is the biggest gravy game I've ever seen in my life. I know fans will be nervous and you always want to win and, oh, this is our window. And you know, no, honestly, I would just sit in the press box smiling for hours. Like, and we lose, like, 41-10 to Ohio State or whatever and be like, okay, this is great. I'm going to go down and celebrate on the field. Like, I wouldn't care. Like, this is why I come to all these games and stare at this. Because I know what the bottom feels like. This is what the bottom feels like. Like, okay, yes, I predicted us to lose. I did not predict us to look like that. Okay, fine. We have more total yards. Whatever. Turnovers. Carmody Green falling on that punt for... Like, he had a moment where he thought it was a fumble or... Like, he thought he was on a kickoff, maybe? That's all I can think. Like, that's all I can come up with. But... It wasn't supposed to look like this. Like, this was supposed to be, okay, these are the two worst teams in the Big Ten. Let's hope they're at least equal. Not equal. This is on our turf, and we lost by 11, which really wasn't even that close. So, this is, you know, I say I'm used to this feeling. I'm not used to this feeling. Like, this is... the bottom of a pit. Like, I'm watching right now, there's a Rutgers radio guy, like, trying to get some sound bites on the field with some players. Like, he is so giddy running around, like, I mean, I'd do it. Are you kidding me? Like, if we had lost 16 Big Ten games in a row, like, at the Purdue game in 2013, if I had a microphone on the field after that win, I'd be running around, like, celebrating just like this guy. Like, good for him, whatever. But, yeah, this is just... I mean, it's weird, right? Like, I mean, I thought we'd lose. I've said for weeks that we were going to lose. Like, I said after Western Kentucky, we're going to lose 6 straight. We're just too young. October's going to look like a complete and total, like, clown show. But in the middle of it, like, I predicted for 2 weeks, but then watching yourself fail against Rutgers, like, watching your team unable to stop the 122nd best offense in the country, man, that is hard to swallow. Like, is there anybody who likes, like, upbeat music right now? Like, I feel like this should be, like, a funeral dirge or something. Like, I mean, the, like, Club Memorial Stadium after we lose is just so offensive. Like, It's just so hard to, like, how do you, like, what, like, hey, everybody, play some upbeat music, because the fan, like, God bless everybody who's still here in the fourth quarter. Nobody knows what we go through. Nobody understands. Not even freaking Rutgers fans understand this, okay? Like nobody, like, Rutgers, I was looking it up. Like, they went, like, they won 9 games in 2014. I totally forgot that. Like, nobody knows what our pit has felt like. Maybe Kansas fans? Yeah, Kansas fans, they have it worse than us. Kansas has been a disaster for whatever, ever since they got rid of Cupcake. But like, man, this is some kind of low, right? Like, it doesn't. I'm watching Giovanni Riscigo, what's his name? I'm watching him get interviewed, I think, on BTN right now, it looks like. Man, that's like, that's the Rutgers quarterback doing an interview in your end zone. If that doesn't hurt. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, you know, mistakes, turnovers, interceptions again. Unable to stop the run again. Outclassed by Rutgers. I mean, I thought we'd lose, but not like that. I thought it would be, like, close and, like, yeah, I didn't think it would be like this. So, gosh, it's just so, like, give me more drives I'm going to make up here, and then I'm going to do it again in the spring, and then I'm going to take half my vacation days, and I'm going to go to camp for a team that's either going to be coming off 2-10 or 3-9. Like, It just leaves me with this feeling of, like, does anybody hear us? Like, does anybody care? You know, and I wouldn't change anything. I'd still play the freshman. Look, I need to make this point. I think I'm right about this, but I need to make this point. Like, and I say it in every post that I make about the freshman, okay? The freshmen, the youth, the inexperience across the board, even the sophomores, the juniors that are playing first time, the inexperience is the reason for this, okay? It might also be compounded with coaching. You just can't know yet, okay? Like, I don't believe you can know when you're that inexperienced. I go back to that Matt Hinton tweet before the series, you know, the guy who puts together this whole thing of, like, you add recruiting rankings, you add roster, you add experience, you add this, and he's like, holy crap, Illinois is going to be the worst team in the country this year. Or worst Power 5 team is what he said. Like, going to be really, really bad. Because all those things, you know, they're tremendously young, but also tremendously inexperienced. And then made the decision to go even younger with all these freshmen. So I get that, right? Like, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, okay. So, that's the reason this looks like this, okay? It was going to look like this. It does look like this. It's going to look like this. That's not an excuse. And I try to make that clear. Like, it's not a, everybody just hold on, it's going to be fine soon. It's not a guarantee, okay? There is no, well, you just play the young guys and then you'll be good. You know, people keep tweeting me, like, October 12th, 2019, October 12th, 2019. I'm starting to get, like, oh my gosh, people, like, it's the thing is, yes, it is when I said we will return to being Illinois football, the 1990s, Illinois, or the when I got my acceptance letter to University of Illinois in November of 1990. And this program was third best in the Big Ten behind Michigan and Ohio State. When we, October 12th, 2019 is when we returned to being that, okay? That's why I tweeted, like, that's the day Lovey was hired. I looked at the schedule and Michigan, I just talked to Whitman about the 2000 Michigan game. Michigan will be here, better be a night game. We return, okay? But it doesn't mean, like, hey, this is guaranteed to work. Because you never know, right? Like, You never know. So it's the reason, but it's not the excuse. It's the reason this is going to look like this. Okay? It's the reason freshmen are going to fall on punts and, you know, like, you can tell them in practice, don't do dumb things, and then they do dumb things. And, you know, I never put that on, like, well, the coaches should have just been in his head. I don't see it like that when it's a true freshman. Like, we've seen true freshmen on this field make mistakes. Probably not as bad as that, but we've seen them make mistakes for 40 years, and they'll continue to do it. It's just how it happens. But it doesn't. I'm not saying, like, everybody's just like, well, let's cling to what Robert said about this is gonna be, this will be all be good by that. No, that's not. I'm saying you give it until then to see what you have. I feel really good about this freshman class. I feel really good about the talent on this roster in a few years. I see the holes, 76 scholarship players, 20 true freshmen having to play. Like, I understand all the things, so I'm willing to be patient through all of that. I think that's the fair thing to do. I evaluate the program, I go to camp, I watch things, and I make my predictions. And I thought this would be a loss. I thought we were about even with Rutgers, but maybe a little behind because they can stop the run and we can't. That's what I wrote last night. So, yes, I'm okay being 2-4 at this point. I'm hoping to see one more win, and then we're hitting par for this series, or for this season. But starting to look not that good, which doesn't give me confidence that it's absolutely going to happen. I'm hopeful. I can see this and look at it like that, but nothing is a given. This is not, oh, don't worry, Robert's been watching this team and he knows it's going to work out. I don't know it's going to work out, okay? I still think it will. I still think we have the right coach. I still think we have the right systems in place. Run the ball, play good defense. I still think they will get there, hopefully by the Michigan game next year. But it's not some, like, it's a guarantee. Like, I'm just saying the fair way to look at this is to give them at least 4 years. You know, I usually say 5. Like, 5 years until you can rebuild a program as low as we've been. So, that's where I remain. But games like today make me uncomfortable. That's all I got to say. Go Liner.